I think you could see very clearly that the reason the children of Israel kept going back and doing what they are doing, and as we have said earlier, you could blame anybody. You want to blame parents, you want to blame older brothers, you want to blame your environment, you want to blame the government, you want to blame the police. You could do all of that stuff. It's not going to take you anywhere. It is what worldview do you hold? How do you see things? That's what will make you make a decision. How do you see things? Because sin is very attractive. Why would they go back? What's wrong with them? Because sin is very attractive. Let's be honest about it. Because the world is very attractive. And we have something in us that love these things. So don't blame me. They are very attractive. And then we have one that paint a picture for you that the things of God are very boring. So it's attractive, it's nice, it's fun, and it's boring. That's what he put in front of you. He doesn't paint the real picture. Because he didn't paint the picture of the misery that they had suffered under the enemies, whether it be the king of Mesopotamia, whether it be the king of Moab, or here, the king of the Canaanite. He doesn't take that part. He just gives you half part only. And he lets you look at things with one eye only. So what's your worldview? How do you see things? We heard about the word of God. Do you see things according to what God said? Or do you see things? What is the mindset that you have? You have to make that judgment yourself. I cannot help you with that. I could point scripture to you, but you have to make those decisions. And then you have the option. You either gonna follow the way of the Lord, because we have examples. Othniel was just a young man like every young man in there. He was just like them. But how he saw things. The same thing with Ehud. How did he see things? The same thing with David. How did he see Goliath? That uncircumcised Philistine? That's how he sees things. How do you look? How do you view things? That is really your responsibility. What is your worldview? What is the point of view that you hold on things? And based on what? Is it based on reason? Because that's exactly what happened today. You know, I want to reason. I want to discuss things. I want to prove to you. And it's just like so. And that's fine. Let's open things up. Let's discuss them. And let's have facts to stand on, not just an imaginary thing, because I told you yesterday, the back door of the imagination that gives you the ideas, a false idea, that you're going to have fun, you're going to be prosper, you're going to be cool, you're going to be well-liked, you're going to be popular. That's what they tell you, and you end up in chain. So what worldview do you hold? And what reasoning do you have? Because in Colossians, and I know we talk about Roman, but in Colossians, really, that is really what we have here. It is the idea of reasoning, the mind, the thoughts that comes in. Because as a man think in his heart, so is he. How do you think? How do you view things? They want you to stop thinking. They want you to watch things and feed you from the back door of your imagination. They want to stop your mind completely. Because the mind God had given us to kind of think. Because Christianity is not something that just blind and just a fact for feeble-minded people. Absolutely not. It's for intelligent people, because Christianity is very intelligent. It makes sense. Nothing else makes sense. Jabin, the king of Canaan, was the king of intelligent. And he's very exclusive. He had his own city. Now, if you go to Joshua chapter 11, I don't want you to read it now, but just write it down and read it later on. Joshua, in chapter 11, took that, the grandfather of that king, the very same city, and he destroyed him. And he burned it with fire. And that's what you do. And that's what you do. You burn it with fire. What do you burn with fire? Stuff that's useless. The stuff that you have no use for. You know, sometimes we have stuff that we don't burn it with fire. We hide it away. And then we go back years later and grab it back again. And that's exactly what they did. They went back again and they grabbed all of these thoughts again. And they end into captivity. So the bottom line is this for every one of you. What is your worldview? And what you base it on? How do you see things? How do you see right and wrong? Based on what? What kind of glasses you have on? Is it the word of God? Or is it the philosophy of this world? Or the deceit of this world, or what they feed you on YouTube. And that's what becomes the fashion or the popularity or the trend that's going on. What's going on? How do you see things? And where are you going? It's your choice to make that choice. And don't blame anybody else but yourself. I cannot blame the older generation for these guys. Because you know what? They've seen it. They witnessed it. And they made the decision to go after the king of Canaan. So you have to make your own decision. Where do you want to go? You could come to Spruce Lake. You could come to a Bible study. You could hear all of the things that you wanted to hear. But unless Daniel purposed in his heart, and today, it's a day of decision for every one of you. Who do you want to... You saw it. You saw the beginning of it. It looks like fun. You saw the end of it. It's misery. You make your decision. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? How do you see things?
So I was thinking of Daniel as well, because it's very personal. We're talking about children of Israel, and sometimes we then start to group ourselves. Okay, we're the group here at Spruce Lake, and so I'm going to depend on the others to carry me through these 4 days and get me through to the next conference where I'll have another group that will carry. These are very personal matters, and we're talking about groups of people, but we're applying it to us as individuals. And so Uncle Amo brought up Daniel. He purposed in his heart. There were many people that came in that were brought under the Chaldeans, I think, then. Only four of them, the Bible mentions, didn't defile themselves with the king's meat. And so we have to make a decision. We ask the question, I'm sorry to go back to it, why do the children of Israel keep messing? Well, why do we keep messing up? The pleasures of sin, Uncle Amo mentioned, it is pleasurable. It feels really good. But then Sisera comes in, which I think means to bind in chains. And so maybe you're living in sin and you don't recognize the chains and you don't feel them yet because you're still enjoying the pleasure of the sin. But it was said of Moses that it was only for a season. That's going to end and you're going to feel the chains. Or maybe you have more instantaneous sins. And we know what we're talking about. Uncle Amo was very frank. I don't feel as liberal or feel as much liberty to talk about it. But we know these instant gratification things, that the season ends really short. And then we just feel horrible and disgusting and wicked in ourselves. But what is the response? Do we purpose in our hearts? There's men of God, a man after God's own heart that failed in this way. He looked at a woman. He took her. He got her pregnant. He had her husband murdered. And it says, the last verse of that chapter, I think it's 2 Samuel 18 or so, it says, and the thing displeased the Lord. You want to know how to respond to this? You want to know how to not fall back into that? Go read Psalm 51. Purpose in your heart to not return back to that small season, because it will bring you under the chains of Sisera. It'll bind you, it'll hold you down. If you don't feel the chains now, you will feel them, because the sin is only pleasurable for a season.